Shus. Shus Roshay. Shus Roshay Yeshiva. Talmidim Chashuvim. In a certain sense, this is an extraordinary moment. It's Erev Yom Kippur. The whole machlokes ha-poskim, if kol ha-oichel v'shoise, which she applies to tonight. Many of you know the famous raya of the Gra from the Gemara and Ksubas and the Rashi and Afei. But it's already, it's chapta tzitter, as they say in Yiddish. You already get a shiver down your spine to think that there's even such a discussion. We're basically holding by Ne'ilah. It's a few minutes and it's already Ne'ilah. So there's a certain seriousness, a certain presence that the moment itself demands. We spent a lot of time with Slichas. And I asked myself sometime last week, why do we call them Slichas? Why not Mechilas or Kaparas? Right, we're not swinging a chicken around our heads, so we don't call it Kaparas. But why Bedavka Slichas? But I had a much more profound question. What is the very first moment of our Avodas Yom HaKippur? You come to Shul the night of Yom Kippur. What's the first thing that happens? No? What do you say? Tefillah Zaka. Not the night of Yom Kippur. Tefillah Zaka is a vidui, which is the vidui that's supposed to be said after the Suda Mafsekes. Kedei sheyikones l'kedushas hayoim b'tshuva. So the vidui of Tefillah Zaka has dafka to be said before Kedushas Hayoim begins. Before someone is mekabel Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. So if it's not Tefillah Zaka, what's next? What comes after Tefillah Zaka? Kol Nidre. Wrong again. Because Kol Nidre also belongs to Erev Yom Kippur. The whole discussion about being Matin Nedarim on Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim, L'Tzorech Hayoim, not L'Tzorech Hayoim. It's not supposed to be. Kol Nidre is also Erev Yom Kippur. So what is the first moment of Tfilas Yom Kippur itself? The answer is, the Chazan gets up and says, Slach no lavon ha'om hazeh, kegoydol chastecha. V'chasher nososa, lom hazeh, mimitzrayim v'adheina, v'shom ne'emah. And then together, the Chazan with the call, three times the chazan, three times the call. Vayoyme Hashem salachti kidvarecha. That is the beginning of the avodas leil Yom HaKippurim. So I ask you a question. We all know that the yisoid of Slichos and the yisoid of Yom Kippur, which is also Slichos, the Rav Zichrono Livracha L'Chayil Mabo was makpid to say Slichos in each of the tefillos, as you know. And Slichos is Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanud. And that Slichos of Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanud is the only part of the Slichos that's really the Tfilas HaSlichos. The rest are Piyutim. V'haraya, if a person is Beveisai B'yechidus, he can say as many of the piyutim as he wants. There's a whole discussion about those that are in Lashon Arami. Abba b'yisoid hadava. All the piyutim are tefillos ba'alma. But that Hashem Hashem kel rachum is not to be said biyachid, unless he says it ka'adam akayre batayre, and he has to say the whole pasuk and so on. V'nake lo yinake poikeid avinobis and azevaita. Because this is dafka uniquely at tefillas hatzibur. It's iaf shalom omra yilmole kosuf, melamed shakadosh baruch hu nis'atev kishaliach tzibur v'yomar. Kishayachatu b'nei Yisrael v'yasu tshuva yasu lefanai kaseder hazeh v'ani moichel lohem. If that's the case, I suggest that the very first thing that we should have done, the beginning of Yom Kippur, the tshvak, the tent peg, the thing that's the bariach hatichon that holds everything together, the rest of Yom Kippur, should have been Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. Slichos, we wait till the end of the davening. And the very first thing that we say when we begin the Yom Kippur is Vayoyma Hashem salachti kidevarecha. But I'll ask you another question. Every time we say Slichos, and we say Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun, it's not enough. Dosedach yasu lefanai kaseder hazeh. So why do we continue and say these psukim? Slach no lavon om hazeh, and vayoyim Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Now I'll ask you. Where does it say, Vayoyma Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha? I mean, outside of the Slichos and the Machzor. Which Pasuk, where in the Torah, does it say, Vayoyma Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha? It's a Pasuk. So where does it say it? So I scoured every part of the Torah that has to do with the Chet HaEgel, and I couldn't find it. I looked in Parshas Kisisa. It's in Ishta. It's not there. I looked in Parshas Ekev, Ibe Gechazot. It's not there. Where is it? It got lost. I'm looking for a pasuk and I cannot find it. The answer is because I'm looking in the wrong place. Because Vayoyma Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha does not have anything to do with Chet HaEgel Bechlal. So what Chet is it that Hashem was Seileach Kidvar of Shal Moshe? The answer is Chet HaMeraglim. And guess what? You look in Parsha Shlach, the Chet HaMeraglim, and there it is. Black on white. Ois Yeshchoyres Agabi Levonos. Slach no Moshe Rabbeinu begs kegoydol chazdecha, and Hashem says vayoyme Hashem salachti kidvarecha. So I ask you, what is this moment and what is so special about it that I need to begin Yom Kippur with it and I need to append it to the slichos of Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun? And the answer to that will also give us an answer to the very name, Slichos. And the secret of it is one word in the Evan Ezra, which the Ramban then takes and embellishes and elaborates. And the Ramban says something remarkable. The Ramban asks a question. Chet HaEgel is repeated, including the Bakoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu pleading on their behalf in Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah. Why, he asks, is the Chet HaMeraglim's plea? When Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Slach no la'avein ha'mazeh, the whole story of the Meraglim is repeated in very strong words. in Parshas Dvarim. Vateirognu ba'aleichem batomru b'sinas Hashem osonu otzianu me'eretz mitzrayim l'seis osonu b'yad ha'mayri. Ono anachnu oylim gam b'yisanaf Hashem b'gvalchem leimu gam atol oysov isham Yoshua ben Nun and Azay Vaiter and Vaiter. All of you know those psukim. And yet, it falls short. And suddenly, where we would expect that Moshe Rabbeinu would repeat what he did for Bnei Yisrael, the Mesiras Nefesh of arguing for them, not a word. Absolute silence. And not even a remez to Slachno La'avino Mazeh in Dvarim. Not a remez to Vayoyma Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha in Dvarim. Why not? What does the Evan Ezra say? One word. Slachno in Banidbo Peog Yudalit Posuk Yudtes. Yodanu Kimilas Slachno Arichus Af. You see, there's a tremendous difference between the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim had a dire consequence for the entire generation. They did not enter except for Yechidei Sgula. Shevet Levi was not affected. Kolev and Yehoshua were not affected. Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to the rule, to the Sant. The whole door was told, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. There is a consequence. There's 40 years of wandering and everyone dies in his time. Slachno? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't erase it. Zokt Evan Ezra, you're right. Slachno is Arichus Af. Moshe Rabbeinu did not ask, forgive them completely, v'mayin mecheni na misifrecho asher kosafta. Zokt Ramban. Slach no and v'nislach loy ad sheyase tshuva shleima, says the Evan Ezra. The Arichus Af is ad sheyase tshuva shleima. Zok the Rambat. Yodanu ki mila slach no Arichus Af. Ad sheyase tshuva shleima, quotes the Evan Ezra. And he says, Vayoyme solachti kidvarecho lo'om bichlolom. When Hashem said solachti, he added the word kidvarecho, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked slachno lo'om arichus apayim. And Hashem said, therefore shelo yakim badever v'yorishem v'yase oso l'goy gadol v'yotzu. So Hashem was masking that he will not destroy them on the spot with a plague or whatever, and build instead a great nation from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. I'm masking, I won't do that. V'heim v'zarom yovdu min ha'aretz legamri. No. Avol yislach lohem. She'yirshu b'neihem es ha'aretz. V'shelo yomusu shom b'mageifa. The Gozar, sheyitamu pigreyem bamidvor v'yomusu shom kol echod v'vo yomo. And that's kidvarecho. Says the Ramban. You hear a word the Ramban says. V'hine b'mishne teira hizkir Moshe b'maisa ha'egel tfilosoy asher hispalel aleihem. The Omar was Napal if ne Hashem Kivari Korishaina. Upire Shom Tfilosoi Vespalal Hashem Vo Omar. The Hiskir Gam Kain Tfilosoi Al Aaron. V'loy hiskir lahem b'meraglim shehispalu aleihem klal. The question I asked you before, not a mention of it. V'kol zeh min hatam shehiskarti, says the Ramban. It's Ramban in Shlach, and v'yoyim Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Because it was kidvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Eitzah. Ki hu lo hispalel limchoy lohem, elo sheyisa lohem v'yarich apoy v'yifkoid avoyin avoyis alboni. V'lo hoysa tfiloso shleima alehem, v'alkein lo hiskiro lohem, ki hoyu yecholim lit'ayin olav. Pile ploy. Moshe Rabbeinu did not dare repeat the episode because these were the children of the parents who died. And they watched their parents die. Kol echad b'yoymai. And such a person, what would he think when he hears that it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Eitzah? It was his advice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo shal me Hashem shem yimcho lohem legamri, elo sheyarech apoy v'yifkoid avoy salpon. Fakzach doch de kasha. If that's the case, da'oka. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu got exhausted from the chet ha'egel. Something happened to Moshe Rabbeinu that it was no longer possible for Moshe Rabbeinu turn the whole world upside down for Klal Yisrael. It's no longer shayach v'snapa l'fnei Hashem arboim yoim v'arboim laila. It's no longer shayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring down those very midas harachamim that he had already received and said, Ribbono Shel'olam, now that you've given us these midas harachamim, I'm going to use them and save Klal Yisrael once again. What happened? The answer, Rabbi say, is that the Chet HaEgel came from a moment of Kedusha that was somehow distorted according to whatever Pirush and Hesber from the Parshonim to the Mekubalim. But it came from a desire. Ki zeh Moshe ish lo yadanu mehoyaloi. And the chet hameraglim was a chet that had to do with yiyush and the despair to reach out and achieve and accomplish avodas Hashem. They didn't think they would deserve Eretz Yisrael on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms. Efes kiyaz ha'om. And they saw that they are entering into a matzav of bederech hateva, and therefore they were afraid. Ay, the haftocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that happen, and how totally disoriented they became, that they were able to say, B'sinas Hashem osanu hotzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim. After the mon and the be'er and the cocoon of simlas choloi balsa, v'ragl choloi batzeka, after all the nisim and the flies, after a yitzias Mitzrayim and a yamsuf, they can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim because he hated us. After a matan Torah le'osa chen l'chol goyu mishpatim bal yedom, they can say b'sinas Hashem oisanu. It's a catastrophe. They couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Of course he could have pleaded for them. Of course he could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they have to transform themselves. And it takes an entire door. It takes 40 years. It takes a new understanding. And that, Rabbeisai, is the secret of why we begin Yom Kippur with these psukim. Because if we would have begun Yom Kippur with Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, a little worm could have crept into our heads. And it could have said, Rabbi Sai, you just daven, do your thing, and everything is over. Yom Kippur itzumo shel yom mechaper. Sora mishtaleach. Im yiyucha to'echem kashonim kashelag yalbinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a day, everything gets wiped out, and he's promised us, Yasu lefanai kaseder azeh. So we start with the yesod that Yom Kippur is the beginning of a tremendous avoda on our parts. And we have to break ourselves, and we have to reduce ourselves, and reconstruct ourselves from scratch. Kekotin shenoylat. We have to give our Kodesh Baruch Hu our hearts and our neshamos. And that is how we say it. That the whole of Yom Kippur is arichus apayim. It's fascinating that only at the end, that's where the mass of slichos repeated again and again and again and again. Hashem, Hashem, keil rachum v'chanun. Only in Ilah. At kedei kach, that the custom of Klal Yisrael in b'chol atfutzos kemat. Right or wrong, the machzorim left out the slichos in favor of the piyutim, zolzayn in favor of the piyutim. The davening is so long, could have been a little longer. The mazah could have been a little fatter. The slichos are be'ikar at ne'ilah. Because Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. Yom Kippur is a day that we have to acknowledge its erech apayim. Hashem is waiting. And the sword is hanging. And we have to change. And we do it by saying, Salachti kidvarecha. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu said. And it's only Moshe Rabbeinu's ahava to Bnei Yisrael that made him b'shas chet ha-meraglim insist from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, don't kill them, but don't be meichel them either. Because it won't work. It'll be a disaster. The whole of Eretz Yisrael will be a corruption. It's pilei ployim. And that is what he did for them. Aber medavdos fashtein, you have to understand that. And therefore, he was afraid to repeat it. Shelo yitanu olav. Because the Dor says, I watched my father die. You did it to him, Moshe Rabbeinu. Aber Moshe emes v'soyros emes. Solachti kidvarecha. That is the first half of what I have to say. The second half was actually prompted by one of my mispalalim. He asked me a question. Right during the laning, by Mafti, he comes over to me, got an aliyah, he's coming around, he goes to the Rav, you know, as they come around, he asks me a question. Is it simply because we need a few extra psukim? It was the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Because we need a few extra psukim that the whole story of Avimelech is brought down as part of the Kriya Satira. He says, Mistama, certainly if it's not Shabbos, we might have managed without these psukim. I didn't make the cheshbon to tell you the truth whether we could or we couldn't. But he was asking me, what's in all of this story with Avimelech? It seems to be a sidetrack. It seems to be inconsequential to Rosh Hashanah, inconsequential to the whole of the connection which begins with the Leida of Yitzchak and the separation of Yishmael and finally on the next day Akedas Yitzchak. So I told him, wait for the drasha. Gives me at least 10 minutes to think. But the Emes Rabbi say, there's a Rashbam that is, it's merapsin igra. But the Rashbam says that it's not I who say it. Achakach motzosi b'medrash Shmuel. Demison is its embracious rabban and a number of other medrashim, but he found it in Medrash Shmuel. Listen to our Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela." That's how the parsha of Avimelech begins. Vayhi achar, the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak begins, as everyone knows, right after Avimelech begins. Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela. Zok the Rashbam, the Mefarish Hapshat. Kol mokoim shenema, achar hadvarim ha'ela, mechubar al haparsha shelamalo. It's connected, in other words, it doesn't just mean that next something else occurred, because it's a connector. It means that you have to look to what preceded it to understand what followed. Achar HaDvarim Ha'ela says, look to the Hezber of the previous Pasuk or Psukim to be masbir to you what is happening now. In other words, what is the Rashbam saying? That there's something in the Parsha of Avimelech that is masbir something in the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. And lest we think that this is his idea, or it's just an occurrence, the Rashbam fortifies his point by giving a number of examples. He says, Achar advarim ha'ela, Shaharag Avraham es ha-melochim, Omaloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Altir Avraham, min ha'umais. He killed them, says you don't have to be afraid of them. Vayhi achar advarim ha'ela, Shano lad Yitzchak, Vayugad la'Avraham, Leimor, Od, Upsuel Yolades Rivka. In other words, there's a zivug for Yitzchak. So you see the connection, he says. V'chein acha hadvarim ha'ele shehigid Mordechai al Bikson Baseresh, Gidal ha'melech achashverosh es Haman, sherotzo laharoyges Mordechai, v'ho'il lo ma shehitzil es ha'melech v'nitle Haman. So we say first the mice of Bikson Baseresh, because that will provide an explanation of why Haman failed. Because later, Balayla hu nodded Oshnas HaMelech. Afkan. Listen to this. Achar hadvorim shekoras Avraham bris lavi melech. Loi uleninoi ulenechdoi shel Avraham. For the three generations. V'nosan loy sheva kivsois hatzoin. V'chora apoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzois. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry. He became angry at Avram, oy havi! An ki yedativ lemana sheyitzaves bonav. He became angry at him. You know another moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry at Avram Avinu? It's a pele. Buried, sofun, tomun in these ksuvim, of the Rashbam. V'chora apoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzois. Alzois what? That he made a bris with Avimelech, the Plishti. Sharei Eretz Plishtim v'chlal gvul Yisrael. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva aleihem loisachaya kol neshama. V'gam b'Yoshua matilin al orei chamesh esarnei Plishtim goyrol. It means there's a Goyrol, it means it's Eretz Yisrael. It means it's Knani, Amori, and Prizi. Lachain. V'Elokim, that's Achar HaDvarim Ha'ele. V'Elokim Nisa Es Avraham. You know what he says? The word Nes means many things, and Nisayon means many things. What do we say? He tested him. What does the Rashbam say? Nisa es Avram kintaro vitziaro. He was metzayer him. He made him suffer. You hear the Halakha Rashbam? He made him suffer. And he brings psukim, al nasosam es Hashem, masel meriva, v'chaneni Hashem unaseini, klomar, nizga isa, v'bein shenasativ. I gave you a son. You waxed high and mighty. You're already planning for the next generations. You're establishing a bris leninu l'nechdi with Avimelech. Nichrois bris b'neichem uvein b'neichem. You're already thinking of the future generations. V'ato leich v'ha'alehu l'oila. The yire maho ilo krisus bris shalcha. It's meridic. So let me ask you the following question. And I'm not being facetious, cholila. Imagine if Avraham Avinu would have gone to the clothing store and bought 3 sets of clothes, and he'd come back home and someone would ask him, why are you buying 3 sets of clothes? He says, one is for Yitzchak, and one is for his children, and one is for his Einiklach. You think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would wax angry at him and say, Nisko Iso Bebein Shalcha? There has to be something inherently wrong. And for Haraya, he says he had no right to make the bris, because Leisachaya Kol Neshama. But what exactly is this all about? It wasn't because he had in Machshava his Zera, his future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him a future, a glorious future. Kekaych ve'asamayim, kayi azarecha. That's not because he planned for it. He anticipated it. Chalila. It's because he entered into a bris which bound him and all of the subsequent generations to be bivrisim avimelech. One of the mefarshim in the Medrash says, Loi mipnei she'osa shalom im Avimelech. Shalom is necessary. You have neighbors, boundaries. He doesn't say Loi sechaya kol neshama, because at that time it wasn't Loi sechaya kol neshama. Avram kiyem kol ha'Torah kula. But Loi sechaya has to come the right time. Ki savayu el aretz. If that's the case, what's the avla? But krisus bris, that's shove b'shove, that's brothers, that's a bond, that's a hiskashrus. That not. Tziaroi b'vnoi yechidoi. Continues the Rashban. V'chein matzasi acharei kein b'medrash shel Shmuel. Vayhi Aroin Hashem be'eretz plishtim shiva chadoshim. Sheva kvasois. It was in Eretz plishtim, the Aroin shiva chadoshim. 7 months. Ki es sheva kivsois hatzoin tikach miyodi. Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato nosato loy sheva kvasois. Chayecha shebonov oisim sheva milchama oisim banecha v'noitzchin oisan. There will be 7 wars in which the Bnei Avimelech, the Bnei Aplishtim, will conquer the Yidden. Dovar acher. This is all the Rashbam. Rashbam doesn't quote Medrashim that often. This is the Rashbam. And all of a sudden, a pirush nifla umufla with a Medrash. Davar acher shebonav hergim sheva tzadikim ibanecha. That lasid lavo, 7 tzadikim will fall because of the 7 kivsos hatzoin of Avraham Avinu. Imagine. Ve'elu hein shimshon chofni pincha shoul u'shloish shebonav. Davar acher chayecha shebonav machrivim sheva mishkonos. Ve'elu hein oil mayed v'gilgol noy v'shiloi v'givernu beis olamim train. Davar acher she'orein machzir b'sdei plishtim shiva chadoshim. Did anyone know the Rashbam before I mentioned it? No. That Pesuf Gitan, we accomplished something. You know what the Rashbam is saying? There are two Pashiyas. One that we read Rosh Hashanah Yom Aleph, and one that we read Rosh Hashanah Yom Beis. It's very Pashiyas. In the first Pasha, there's a whole discussion, an argument, a debate, a life question. How do you reconcile a Yishmael with a Yitzchak in the same house, in the same Dalet Amos? And the great Avram, the Midas HaChesed, the Av HaMongoyim says it can be done. And Sarah says no. And in the end it's Koil Asher Toimar Eilecha Sarah Shema B'Koila. Goresh Es HaOma HaZois Ve'Es B'No. Because she saw that he was Mitzachek. What is Mitzachek is a big machloikas. Again, the Ramban and Rashi, they discuss what is the mitzachek? And it's a machloikis tanoi. And Rabbi Akiva says, he's the one who says mitzachek is avodah zara, gilui arayot, shvichas domin. The other one says, no, it can't be. Efshar, it's such a tzaddik, beveisa shel tzaddik zeh. How could it be? It says, l'man asher yitzaves bonav es beis ayachrov. Could never be. So what is mitzachek? Mitzachek is about the Yerusha. Everybody was excited when Yitzchak was born. Now Avram will have a Yoresh. And Yishmael says, what, did you forget about me? I'm the Bechor, I get Pishnayim. If a Machloikis is about the Bechorah, Meveislach, what a Machloikis about Bechorah means. From Yankov and Esav. The Machloikis between the two is not that far, one from the other, Rabbi Akiva v'Chaveira. Not really. In fact, in some sense, the threat of a Yishmael asking for the Bechaira is greater than if Yishmael is a Chote Yumachti. But Sarah succeeds and he sends them away. Later, you have the Parsha of the Akedah. He takes Na'arav up to a point. And then on the third day, he turns to them. And they are again arguing with each other. Who's going to be the Yoresh? Shmuel says, doch, he's going to kill Yitzchak. I'll be left. Eliezer says, he sent you away. You're already a Gorush. I don't have any doubt that the Yerusha will go to me. I am Doilu Mashke. I am Eliezer Eved Avraham. And while they are arguing, Avram says, Kindalach, Shvu lachem poi im hachamor, im am hadoim alachamor, v'ani v'hanar neelcho ad koi. You know what ad koi is? Look at the Sfarim, at the Midrashim. Koi is koi soima leveis Yaakov v'sagid levnei Yisrael, matan teira. Koi is koi savorchu es bnei Yisrael, omor lahem. Yechas koyanim. Koy is koy yezarecha. The future of Klal Yisrael. And koy is the geula hasida. Koy amar Hashem. All of the nevuos that start with koy amar Hashem. That was what Avraham was mechadesh at that moment. That in order to achieve all these koys, it has to be Ani Vahanar, no one else. And that was a kapara, that was a tikkun for the Sheva Kivsois Hatzoin, for the bris with Avimelech. When Avram heard Goresh Esa'oma HaZois Ve'ez Bino, he was disconsolate. Hashem says, do it, and he did it. But he was the Midas HaChesed that wanted that that moment, his lifetime, should be Yemois HaMashiach. He opens his doors to everyone and he takes them in. Midas HaChesed, the excess that needs to be tempered by gvura of aniva nar neilcha ad koi. It says after the akedah vayoshav Avraham el na'arav, Avraham, all the medrashim ask, v'yitzchak heichon halach. Because Yitzchak cannot be mischaber with na'arav. And Yitzchak goes to Gan Eden, Yitzchak goes to Shem Ve'ever. It doesn't matter. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura. Yitzchak stays in Eretz Yisrael. He is the Karban Yochid U'Miyuchat to Hashem. After that moment of Avimelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisa Es Avram, Elikim Nisa Es Avram, because he made the Sheva Kivsos Hatzayin, Avram tells Narav, yes, Kiruv, Ava, Tachas Kamfi Ashchina, Avades, Hanefesh, Hashosu, Bechoron, 1000%. But no bris. No bris. So he tells Narav, Shvulachem Poyimach Amor. And then Ani V'Hanar will be able to go Ad Koy. Rabbi Sai, I'm not here to give you philosophy about yeshiva, university, or Toiru, Mador, or anything else. With the emblem, not with the emblem. It's not Nageya. I want to tell you, each and every one of you, B'Toiras Yochid. We are in a complicated world. And the question is, what does Hashem want from us? And the answer is not to make a krisus bris with Avimelech. But every morning when a person says, Maida ani lefanecha, he says the word lefanecha, he means, I am standing before you. And at night when he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, he's saying, I'm mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And all the moments in between, the person has to be measuring his moments, what he sees, what he does, what he thinks, how he leads his life, bein adam lamokim, bein adam lechaveroi, his whole raison d'etre, his purpose for being alive, the whole sense of what he is as a human being, as a yid, one measure only. Am I acting like an Eved Hashem? And an Eved Hashem can have you if you fusa shel yefes. Maybe. But an Eved Hashem cannot make a bris with yefes. He cannot make a bris with Yefes. That's the secret. Because when you make a bris, you are male to a shove b'shove. You are male de chashivus to say, Echoiz bozeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yodech. Then it's not yof yofuso shel Yefes b'ohol eishem. It's ohol eyefes hayoim v'ohol eishem mochor. Ole Yefes Mochor, Ole Shem Hayoy. That's not your Fifusa Shal Yefes, but Ole Shem. Person suddenly has two Mekoimais, two standards, two banners, two Mahalchei HaMachshova, two visions, two perspectives. There's only one perspective, Ole Shem. You co-opt the world to Ole Shem. You embrace the world only to the extent that it makes you a better Eved Hashem. And if it doesn't, if it's detrimental, if it's damaging, we want to have nothing to do with it. Because then we are Koyres Bris with Avimelech. And that is the Yesoid HaYesoidos of this Rashbam. He wasn't just talking about Avimelech. And he wasn't just talking about Avraham Avinu. He was talking about all the Doros. You know why the Churban came about? Because there was too much of a Krisus Bris. You know why the Plishtim were Matzliach? Because long before, Avraham made a Bris with Avimelech. It's Pilei Ploy. But that is the secret of every door. We make a bris with Avimelech and the Plishtim are Matzliach. And that is why if we approach just to be mashlim, if we approach Yom Kippur to ask the question, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, and not look at Yom Kippur as a day, Baruch Hashem, it's over, and now I'm clean. What do you mean clean? Salachti Kidvarecha. So if we look at Yom Kippur, we ask ourselves, this is the day that I make myself that Eved Hashem that I'm going to be for the rest of the year. And then, and only then, are we zoicha lirash es ha'aretz. We should take be zoicha to all these things, to refuahs and yeshuahs, to be matzliach b'chol ha'inyonim, to be zoicha to the gula shleima, b'mehera, b'yameinu, b'karev. We should be zoicha to be the Eved Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In the end, the very first of the ladder of Milus of the Mesilas Yesharim is the Yesod HaYesodos that a person should know Ma Chayvasai B'Olamo. That is the Yesharish and the Yesod to everything else. Because that's what an Eved asks. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what can I do for you? It's not enough. An Eved is mechuyev to do. The question is, am I doing what I have to do? For an American to ask such a question is not easy. For a young man to ask such a question is not easy. We would love to be volunteers. We would love to be the Bali choice. We would love to be able to say, I want to do this. But that's not an Eved. An Eved is Hashem, you were mitzaveh. I asked myself, was I a good Eved or did I mess up? Ma choyvosoy bi'olamoy. Not ma pu'ulosoy bi'olamoy. Or ma toyaltoy bi'olamoy. Or tikunoy bi'olamoy. Or hatzlochosoy bi'olamoy. It's chayvasai davka. It's a tremendous, tremendous yisoid. And the sakana for that yisoid is that krisas bris. Because the other side keeps telling you to do your own thing and not to pay attention to authority and to make your own decisions and your own choices and on and on and on and on. But when you're not krisas bris, then you march to your own drum. And all you hear, that one instrument that keeps beating, Ma choyvasai bi'olamai. We should be zeicha to the Madrega, work on it all Yom Kippur, be zeicha ultimately to the Hashem Hashem kel rachum of Ne'ila, and then when we say Hashem hu Elokim, we remain with it. Not like the people in the time of Elio Bahar HaKarmel, we remain with it all year long and all our lives, the Eved Hashem. Should have atzlocha and brachos b'chol inyonim, and we should be zeicha to mechila, slicha v'chapora, and the gula shlema, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen.